Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. And so, it begins in Estonia. Coming up, it's our first national final, our first trip to America, and our final Eurovision again. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, welcome. 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and Junior Eurovision coming up for myself, Ewan Spence, and the team at ESE Insight. How are you all doing? As always, the website can be found, www.eseinsight.com. You can find us on Patreon, eseinsight.com/Patreon, or palindromekit, patreon.com/ESE Insight, to support us for the price of a fancy coffee per month. Dates to remember, of course, Junior Eurovision, December the 19th, and for Turin 2022, it's Saturday the 14th of May for the grand final and the two semi-finals on Tuesday the 10th and Thursday the 12th of May. Right, to the newsmobile. Okay, look, quick reminder, as we always say, tickets are not yet on sale for Turin 2022. That's just so many twos in there. I'll get the hang of it, don't worry. Tickets are on sale for Paris and Junior Eurovision. Do go through the official websites for your tickets now and in the future, Eurovision.tv and JuniorEurovision.tv, to keep everything above board. For those of you planning to go in May, hotels will open up a little bit more in March. You're able to try and get refundable accommodation, try and get refundable flights, etc., etc., etc. This weekend is going to be the final trip for Eurovision again into the archives, at least for this season. It's been happening monthly since the contest last May. December, next month, of course, Junior Eurovision. After that, lots of national finals, then prep for the contest, then the contest itself. So maybe we'll see it next season back in June. But for now, hashtag Eurovision again, and joining in with the watch of the old contest. It's your last one this weekend. That also means it's going to be our last companion podcast again, as we go behind the scenes to find the stories behind the songs, the artists, the contest, and the world at large for whatever year happens. You'll find out 15 minutes before the broadcast, which is 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. UK. A timestamp there that sounds decidedly American, and that's kind of good because we're going to be having that on February the 21st. Yes, more details on the American Song Contest have been published. We have a start date, the aforementioned February the 21st, where we will have a two-hour spectacular debut show on American network NBC. There's going to be five heats, then some semi-finals, then a grand final. Total of 56 songs, and yes, the emphasis all the way through here is on song as opposed to the artist or performer, so this is potentially the differentiator that the show will be using compared to America's Got the Pro, X Factor, Idol on Ice genre. Things like the whole city, more dates in the broadcasts, tickets for the events, all of those details are to follow. Usual thing about tickets, Eurovision.tv, etc., etc. In terms of June 2022, no other details have popped up. Everything's kind of focused on Junior at the moment. We're stable at 41 broadcasters. All the details as we have before. As I said, everybody looking towards Junior. Less than a month to go, so let's do some Junior just now. Sunday, the December the 19th at La Scène Musicale in Paris. Hashtag imagine. What do we have? We had a big press conference this week with more details on the show. We're getting into the nice nitty-gritty details now. We have three hosts. Let's start with there. France's Junior Eurovision 2019 singer Carla, with Bim Bam Toi bringing France back to the top of the Junior Eurovision table, will be one of those hosts. Our second host, Eurovision fans will be familiar with her in her role as the 2016 spokesperson Elodie Gossuin. She was also Miss France in 2001. And also we have Olivier Min, the host of Folk Boyard, also joining in for Eurovision as well. Also of note, the Eurovision commentators from May, Stephanie Brown and Lawrence Boccolini, they're going to be on duty in the commentators booth as well. Again, bringing Junior Eurovision up to the same, this is as important as the other song contest in the minds of French TV and how they're portraying it. And why not? It's a fabulous show. What else did we have out of the press conference? Obviously talking about the COVID precautions. Everybody on site is going to be tested every 40 hours. There's no external visits or activities for the delegations. There's going to be restricted access just to try and keep everybody in their own social bubbles. No backup live performances this year. Last year, the delegations were invited to record footage in a replica stage before they made it out to Poland. This year, if there's any need for that, the music videos are going to be used instead, which is sensible, really. Keeps the cost down, gives you an option. And of course, once the artists get there, you're going to have rehearsal footage and such like that could potentially be used as well, just as we saw with Ison Staffy Freyr in Rotterdam earlier this year. Also, we're going to have French back as the host language of the contest. It's not really a surprise, we're in Paris. And if you didn't know we were in Paris, why did you think the Eiffel Tower was there? Olivier is going to be speaking in English, Elodie is going to be speaking in French, and Carla will be speaking in both languages. What else did we get? Interval Act, we have a winner's reprise from Valentina of last year's J'imagine, but it's going to have a Christmas twist on it. Eurovision 2021 runner-up Barbara Pravi, who also was the co-writer of J'imagine, will be performing the French song From Rotterdam Voilà. And also we will have the common song. Once all the delegations and performers get to Paris, the 19 acts will join in and rehearse their song Imagine. But for now, we have the version from one of the composers, Maud Martin, to enjoy. Think of it as the opening audio soundscape of the contest to get a flavour of what we will see on the Parisian stage. Two other broadcast notes for the moment. TGR in Ireland will be broadcasting the show live for the first time. In previous years, the Irish entry has been seen on a tape delay in its home country. And our Open Iceland, RUV, who are not entering Junior Eurovision, are still going to be broadcasting the show. It's going to be in a slight tape delay to get it into the early evening slot of 7:45 p.m. local time. Whether that means Iceland are looking at entering the contest next year, or they just decided that, you know, there's not much in their televisual tanks, and this is a great big spectacular show, so let's just put that on as well and see the reaction of the Icelandic public. Or maybe it's just that Iceland really, really loves Eurovision now, as opposed to just really loving it before. Anyway, more viewers, more listeners, more voters, more eyes on Junior Eurovision. Always welcome. Just a few bits and pieces on the songs. We do have a full slate of songs now, by the way. Everybody's chosen. All the songs are up. YouTube.com/Junior Eurovision is probably the easiest way to get hold of them. We had confirmation that Milena will be singing for Armenia, her song Kame Kame. Milena was due to sing in 2020, but with the geopolitical situation then between Armenia and Azerbaijan, withdrew, but she is getting to return this year. And over in Georgia, the end of the entire process is for Ranina has given us our winning song and singer. It's Nikolaos Kajaya, and he'll be performing Let's Count the Smiles, a dual language song in Georgian and French. And as well as finding a winner, Georgian broadcaster GPB has opened up the online application system for those young performers who want to sing in Ranina 2022 for next year's Junior Eurovision. So getting started on the process early. We've got details from May 2022 as well. Let's start with Croatia. 2-week extension for song submissions to DORA for Croatia's broadcaster to select their song. Czech Republic should give us our first official song for the song contest. It will be announced on December the 16th following an online vote. We will have the artist and song reveals for this online national final on December the 6th. Voting will open on December the 7th. It'll stay open until the 15th. Now we'll get the announcement on the 16th. All nicely bundled up there. But our first national final broadcast is going to be this weekend. The Saturday, the 20th of November, will be the first of four quarterfinals for Estonia's Estate Laos. First time we're getting the quarterfinals broadcast in as long as I can remember. 10 acts were revealed earlier this week. The songs debuted online just as we went into the recording booth here. This weekend, 5 songs will qualify. 5 songs will fall at the first hurdle. And then we will do that all again for the next 3 weeks to find our 20 semi-finalists at Estate Laos. In terms of notable names for the first quarterfinal, we got Stig Rasta, who's singing a solo song. He sang a duet in 2015 and represented Estonia on stage with Alina Born in Vienna. Stig's band Traffic is also going to be there, so yes, we do have some Stig on Stig action. Also taking part is Estonia's 1999 representative Evelyn Samuel, from those names that we will recognise as Eurovision fans, and there's a couple of returners from previous Estelaus in the mix as well. Finland, details on UMK, the new music contest from broadcaster YLE, have been announced, and they are going big. Seven acts happening this year over a range of genres and stages in their career. So some up-and-comers, some absolutely established, and one at least one legend from the 80s. We'll be taking to the stage at the Logamo Arena in Turku on February the 26th. And it's an outdoor event. It's not an outdoor event, but it is a big event, and there's going to be running all night. This party is going to be going on till 4 a.m. Looks like that's just going to go big in the hall over there in Estonia. We're going to get an artist reveal on January the 12th there, and songs will follow the day after. And I suspect they're going to be staggered, so we'll get like one song a day for a whole week, or it might be one song a week. So don't expect to get all seven all at once there. Let's just space that out just a little bit. Names we do have: Georgia. We actually have the name of the band that is going to be performing at Eurovision 2022, Circus Marcus, who are former members of a local circus academy in the capital city of Tbilisi, or they were asked to leave, or they never finished their studies. It's kind of hard to tell from the press release, and it's also kind of hard to work out which circus academy there are, because Tbilisi has never had a circus academy, and social media profiles suddenly appeared out of nowhere with almost no followers going on. Yes, we are deep in meta storytelling territory here, and I am here for this story to unfold over the next couple of months. Right now, all the signs are pointing to the involvement of Georgia's 2016 entrants, Nika Korkarov and the young Georgian Lolitas. Not least the lack of the social media engagement outside of that tight little group of people, composers, performers, and family members in some case as well. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that one. Storytelling outside of the 3 minutes. Brilliant. Love it. Some more details on Ireland's potential process for the national final. RTE's Michael Keeley this week speaking to the Euro VOAT team. Provisional plans here. Okay, so don't take these as completely as read. He said that they're still considering these things. One option is to have a three-way vote, so 33% public vote, bringing the public back into the decision-making process for the first time in a good handful of years, 33% on the international jury and 33% on a national jury, so thirds all the way around. Provisional date is January the 21st on the Late Late Show, Ireland's premier talk show. None of that is set in stone, remember. It's okay, so pencil it in. Nothing heavier with your ink. In terms of Italy, nod to Måneskin, there's a surprise. Winners of MTV EMA's Best Rock Awards last weekend, beating out Coldplay, Foo Fighters, Imagine Dragons, Kings of Leon, and The Killers. So four rock bands and Coldplay. San Marino, second national final ever to be held for the most serene, will be happening kind of like starting December, January, February. It's going to be a big roller coaster. When they get to the actual final, it's going to be nine big names and nine emerging artists. No details yet on the former, but on the latter, the broadcasters confirmed over 200 submissions, and also notes that Germany, Russia and Sweden were the top three countries represented in emerging artists looking to sing for San Marino. There's no nationality requirements from the broadcaster, by the way. And finally, for the news roundup, three potential names coming out of the aforementioned Sweden from the ever-reliable sources that are populating the news and Aftonbladet. So Melody Festival and fans can look forward to a return for Anna Bergendahl, sung for Sweden in 2010 and has been in the running in the last handful of Melfest as well. And Linda Bengtzing, Melfest favourite since she started in 2005, still hasn't made it to the podium in Melfest, so maybe this could be the year as well. Finally, a popper duo, Tenori, who are being put together, we're not sure of the names, who are going to be in that mix as well, but we're, again, just opening up those styles, bringing in a different sound. It's an exciting season. All Okay, what have we got around the web? Let's start with ourselves, actually. Over at ESC Insider, I've written a nice article on the power of change and how it's the Eurovision Song Contest's greatest superpower. Europe's Heartbeat, last week in europesheartbeat.com, looking at the number ones of the summer from across Europe. So if you want to know what's current in terms of the pop charts, that's where you want to go. There's an hour-long show you can listen to again on there. And, of course, it's Eurovision again this weekend, Saturday the 20th. As we go back and listen as a communal shared experience online to an older contest with hashtag Eurovision, allowing all the chats on social media. You will get the year announced 15 minutes beforehand, 7:45 UK, 8:45 Central Europe. And then, of course, we'll go onto youtube.com/Eurovision and live watch along 8 PM UK, 9 PM Central European time as well. That, of course, is going to bring you a little bit into contention with Estonia's first quarterfinal from Estelle in the national final. But there you go. You can get used to doing your multi-screen, which everybody does in the first 3 months, but now you get to do it just a little bit earlier, so it all feels like everything is kicking off. Next quarterfinal from Estelle, Saturday the 27th, and then weekly after that. In terms of submissions closing, you've got less than 24 hours to get your entry in for Poland. Close at the end of November the 20th. Lithuania, you've got a little bit more time. Submissions are closed on November the 25th. Serbia, December the 1st. Latvia on December the 7th. And after that, we've got Junior on the 19th. And then, of course, we will be into Albania's and Festivali e Kenyes. We'll be into New Year. We'll be into Christmas specials. A whole bundle of stuff going on in the Eurovision world. So for now, that's hopefully got you all caught up. Thanks very much for listening. As always, stay safe while you're out there. Be kind to each other. I'll catch you on Saturday in the companion podcast for Eurovision again with the wonderful help from Finn Ross Russell and AJ Clay. And until then, I will have to call for the guitars myself. This week's ESC Insight News Podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team at ESC Insight, www.escinsight.com and patreon.com/ESC Insight.